Klal Yisrael received the Torah, the Aser Sedibros, and then this week's Sedra, and Moshe Rabbeinu sanctified the nation after God's instruction, and he and then the Torah was given with Kolos Avrakim. It says Vahi Bayom Ashlishi Biyosaboka Bi Kolos Avrakim. Ba'anan kaved al hor v'kol shofar chazak ma'od v'yechad kol ma'asher v'machne. That there were lightning, there was thunder, the people were very, very frightened. It says v'yitzim mor shalom l'ikras alehim in ma'achne v'yisatz v'tachis hor. And he brought the Jewish people to God, to greet God, as it were, for their rendezvous with the infinity. And v'yisatz v'tachis hor, and they were underneath the mountain. So in other words, kolos abrakim represent two different forces. Kolos is sound, and brakim is light. And it says that the Jewish people heard what they saw and saw what they heard. Their senses were inverted. And they were underneath the mountain. So it says, Kafalem Harkigigis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted the mountain, and he held it over Klal Yisrael, and he said, if you accept the Torah, fine, but avim la, but if not, Shem Teik V'raskam, there will be your grave. So what does it mean that there will be your grave? I mean, it knows of Klal Yisrael, in the future generations, when Bnei Yisrael are not going to accept the Torah, that's when there will be their demise. Because the Torah is, sometimes you think it's like a mountain over your head, but the Torah is the only thing that frees you. And what are the aspects of Torah? Again, kolos ubrakim. Kol is sound, meaning the voice of Sinai, the halacha of Sinai, the mitzvot esei, the mitzvot lo esei, and the brakim, that's the spirit of coming face to face with Almighty God. And this was the problem and of then, and it's the problem of modern man today. All we see in the Torah is the kolos. Oh, it's a do's and don'ts. I want to do what I want to do. Shalomai nafshi. Who needs all these rules, these regulations? We want to rebel against rules and regulations. And why is that? Because we forget the brachim. We forget the experience of coming face to face to Almighty God. The experience of the embrace of the Rebbeinu Shem, the embrace of infinity on our faces and on our personages. So that's the secret, one of the secrets of the perpetuation of Torah. The kolos, learning the laws of the Torah, realizing they're not a set of do's and don'ts, but they are for our benefit and for the benefit of all mankind. But again, the brachim, the remembering, always remembering the spirit of coming face to face with Almighty God. And Shabbos enables us, one of the ways that it enables us to perpetuate that experience, that Sinai experience. May we take pleasure in Shabbos, as Shabbos takes pleasure in us, and may we reestablish our relationship with Rebbeinu Shem, so that we can once again see the Rebbeinu Shem and rebuild the base of Mikdash, and return to Yerushalayim, and bring an air of peace and goodness to all mankind. Rabbi